we're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Another thing is, don't go off even if God does reveal something to you and tell it. I don't even tell people sometimes what I know. Well, why don't you? That's the reason you don't ever get anything, because you'd blab it. There is a time to tell something and there's a time not to. We need to pray and believe God to give us wisdom, even though we may have spiritual gifts. Our spiritual things may be in manifestation to us. We need to have wisdom to know how to use them. We fail to know, bless our darling hearts and stupid heads. We fail to realize that spiritual things can be misused just as much as natural things can be misused.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
If you're going to persist in continuing to practice sin and wrongdoing, you're going to get into trouble. Because if you don't judge yourself, God, sooner or later, will have to judge you. The Bible said, if we judge ourselves, we'll not be judged. Now, what does that mean if we judge ourselves? That means if we've done wrong or if we do wrong, that we face up to it and say, now that's wrong. I judge that. And I'm going to put that away and not do that anymore. And we judge ourselves and we refuse to practice or live in sin. But even then, I'll tell you, the grace of God amazes me. I don't know whether any of us have really plumbed the depth of His grace. Amen. I've seen it in manifestation until I went away weeping. I remember several years ago, we lived for a good many years in Garland, Texas, suburb of Dallas, you know. And an older gentleman there was desperately ill. And of course, I was out on the field all the time, come in and out, and so he requested I come by and see him. And well, I went by to see him. Now, he didn't ask me to pray for his healing. He just wanted me to pray with him, pray for him. And I tell you, the presence of God just met us in a marvelous way. But some way or another, I'd try to make my tongue say certain things, and it wouldn't say it. It's just like something had a hold of my tongue. My tongue wouldn't say healing. I'd think healing, but my tongue wouldn't say what I was thinking. I never could pray for that fellow's healing. Just like something had a hold of my tongue. And so I went back another time at his request to pray for him. Doctors eventually had given him up, said he'll be dead in a matter of just could be a few days. He might live a few months. Did live a couple of months, really. And so I said to the Lord, while I was trying to pray, standing there by the bedside with my hand laying on the fellow's head, finally just took it off him, couldn't even pray for his healing, just like something had a hold of my tongue. My tongue wouldn't say what I was thinking. And on the inside of me, in my spirit, you see, I said, Lord, why can't I pray for this man's healing? I mean, after all, he's not 70 years old yet. You promised us at least 70 or 80 years. That would be a minimum on up, ever how much you believe for. And why? And just as plain on the inside of me, and I didn't know this. I checked it out, and it's all true. I didn't know it came by revelation. You see, I didn't know that much about the man. He said, well, I've been waiting on him for 36 years. He's 66 years old. He is saved. I didn't know that when he was born again. Never had to ask him. He is born again when he's 30 years old. I've been waiting on him for 36 years to judge himself and to put away wrongdoing. He's never lived right over 2 weeks at a time. Now, you think about that. Never lived right over 2 weeks at a time in 36 years. And I was been waiting on him to judge himself and put away sin. But he wouldn't do it. So I turned him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. You know that's all in the Bible? I don't have time to go into it right now, but you can read that in there. Read the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians and the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. You'll get all what I'm saying. And he's ready to go now, you see, so leave him alone. Just let him go. But you can lay your hand on him. I'm taking my hand off of him. Lay your hand on him and tell him as your hand is upon him, the Holy Ghost will come on him. And he'll be, he had never been filled with the Holy Ghost. And he'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. And his last days will be better than his first. And so I said to him as I laid my hand back on his head, Mr. Wood, I said, the Lord said to him, lay my hand on you and you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost and your last days will be better than your first. That man never stammered. He never stuttered. He never said one word in English. He lifted both hands and started talking in tongues instantly. I left him sitting up in bed singing in other tongues. I got in my car and headed off up the highway singing great. And I can't sing, you know. I don't mind singing by myself. Nobody hear me, you know. But singing with tears running down my face. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that's greater than all of our sins. Yes, and they tell me that he sat up in bed for 3 days and nights and sang in other tongues. Never slept. 3 days and nights sang, prayed in other tongues for 3 days and nights. And had a glorious home going. His last day. Well, now that wasn't God's best. But he forfeited his right to God's best by persisting over a long period of time, nearly 40 years, 36 years in wrongdoing. But thank God, I'm glad, though he missed God's best down here, he's enjoying God's best over there. Amen. I remember on another occasion, a minister asked me, a pastor, full gospel pastor, his brother-in-law, only 42, 43 years of age, had cancer of both lungs. And he wasn't bedfast. He's moving around. They can drain your lungs so many times, then you've had it, you know. And so he said, this pastor said, Brother Hagin, he said, have you ever prayed, laid hands on him? Because a lot of times when you're in the spirit, if you use long certain line, I don't know why, but when you touch people, then you'll know. Worked that way with me. I mean, there was a time in my life, everybody I touched, I can tell you exactly. Like when the Spirit's on me. I don't mean now, I could do it just any time. But when the Spirit of God was upon me and working through me, the minute I touched him, I could tell him exactly what the problem was. I could tell him if he's living in sin. I could tell him what kept him from getting healing. I could tell him what kept him getting the Holy Ghost. And I'd tell him they'd all start talking in tongues. Usually it's never failed to get anybody filled with the Spirit because I tell them what to do. Well, I can do that to a certain extent yet. God just doesn't necessarily want me to minister altogether along that line now. But I couldn't just do that, you know, when I wanted to. I want to emphasize that now. It's when I was in the Spirit. When the Spirit of God was upon me, not manifesting himself through me. Well, that's the reason this minister asked that. And I said, no, I never laid hands on him. I just wondered if he got anything. And then again, here's something else. May I take a little side journey here? Sometimes these side journeys help us as much as anything, you see, as much as the main life. Another thing is, don't go off even if God does reveal something to you and tell it.
Amen. That's right.
I don't even tell people sometimes what I know. Well, why don't you? That's the reason you don't ever get anything, because you'd blab it.
That's right.
There is a time to tell something, and there's a time not to. We need to pray and believe God to give us wisdom, even though we may have spiritual gifts. Our spiritual things may be in manifestation to us. We need to have wisdom to know how to use them.
Amen.
We fail to know. Bless our darling hearts and stupid heads. We fail to realize that spiritual things can be misused just as much as natural things can be misused. They can absolutely be misused. Well, we want to use it to the greatest good, use it for God. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, I said to this pastor, no, I haven't laid hands on the man. I didn't get anything. Don't get anything because I haven't really prayed about it. And so he said, and he went on to explain his condition to him. He said, I guess you know. Yeah, I said, I knew that. Because you see, this man, 43 years old, was actually the brother of the pastor's wife. And so just a few days after we had talked, well, the pastor wasn't in town. He'd gone to another town to attend to some business, and this fellow took a turn for the worse, and so his sister, the pastor's wife, called me where I was standing and said, Brother Hagin, would you go there? And, you know, I hate to ask you, but, you know him. And of course, I didn't know him all right. He's my brother, and you know, and he just can't breathe, and he's just suffering. And so I went. Well, and I laid my hand on his head to pray. And I shut my eyes, and it just as real as though I felt just like somebody just laid the hand on my hand, took my hand off of his head. And all the time I'm praying now, but I thought to myself, well, recognize, you know, I had my eyes shut at first. I said, I thought to myself, I might have been mashing too hard on his head, something. He might just, you know, reached up, took my hand up, you know. That's what I really thought. And so I put my hand back on his head and thought, well, I won't, you know, maybe I was pressing a little too hard. And I shut my eyes, you know, and continued to pray. And it just like there was, I could feel that hand on my hand, just took my hand off of his head. And I thought again, well, I don't think I was pressing too hard. I kept still praying all the time, but thinking this on the inside of me, that I was pressing too hard. I mean, and so this time I put my hand back on his head and kept my eyes open. You know, the Bible said, watch and pray. You know, now that may be a loose interpretation of that, but nonetheless, I watched and prayed. I kept my eyes open this time, continuing to pray, and I didn't see any hand. It wasn't he that did it, but I could feel just as real as though you had put your hand on my hand and took my hand off of his head. Now, when that happened this third time, still praying in English, you see, out of my mind, in my spirit down in here, I said, Lord, why did you take my hand off of his head? He said, because he's going to die. Don't pray for him. Well, I said, Lord, and I didn't know all this about him. I checked up on it. It's all true. I said, Lord, he's only 43 years old. He's not old enough to die.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we start Living Faith conferences in January.
Yes,
January the 18th through the 20th, we're going to be in Daytona Beach, Florida at a Relevant Church, Pastors Chris and Liz Sarno.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then we're going where, honey?
We're going up to Panama City, Florida, January 21 right. through 23 at Cornerstone Family Church with Pastors Greg and Lisa Aldridge.
That's right.
So if you want to know any of our traveling schedule, just go to rhema.org/LFC and you'll find out about it.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.